Maccabees is going through the terrible sins that they're going to do, in which the only way to get rid of these sins is going to be to melt them like metals. Like a metal is melted down. That their leaders are evil and causing the people to sin. That's what we're going to deal with right now. So, Parakal Beis. Will you judge this city of blood? Will you tell them about all their abominations, all the things they did, what they did wrong? The city shall fechas dam b'seichah. The one that has all the murder going on inside it. Its time has come. They have done idol worship right in that area as well. So shvichus damin is about zara. Could be that we're referring to individual acts. There is a rishon that says that shvichus damin is referring to Menashe, and the avodah zara is also referring to Menashe, that he killed people in the base of Mikdash, either Zechariah's blood, or if we're referring to Menashe.
Everybody.
Now granted, and we're going to say at the end that the kings were causing other people to do it, but it's more likely that you find a, yeah, it's more likely that that's just maybe the individual expression, number one, but everybody did.
Menashe was really the beginning of the end. It was, I mean, everybody before him, there were some like not good ones.
In the Yehuda kings.
Yeah, Yehuda kings, right.
Because Achaz, the father of Hezekiah, was evil. Yeah, you're right.
How many kings come after Menashe? There's a bunch that come after Menashe.
Yoshe, he was a tzaddik.
Yeah, but it's
Menashe's son was...
Menashe shouldn't have existed.
Wait, no, Yosef was good.
Yeah, he was good.
There were a couple that were still good. Because you spilled that blood, now it's calling it Lashon HaKeivah. If you weakened yourselves and made yourselves into something that you shouldn't have been, Hashem, you became guilty. You became tummy through the Avodah Zarah that you did. Your days have come close. It's come all the way down to the end of your years. Therefore, you are made into a degradation among the other nations. The kalos of the cholal rotsos and a shame for all the other lands. Hakrovos are achokas v'meiches kalsubach. All those that are far, close to you and far away from you, they're going to praise themselves because of you. In other words, they're going to say like, "Oh, we haven't done what they've done." Tmeas hashem rabas amuhuma. They have impurified Hakadosh Baruch Hu's name, and they have made much confusion. In the Nesi Yisrael, Ish was zero o.
Who's going to praise themselves
with the other nations that are around them, like Ammon, Moab?
We're not as bad as them.
Yeah, they're going to look at them and be like, well, we're not like that.
I was thinking the other way around, that the Jews would say like, okay, well, like, look how bad they are. So why are we?
Oh, that the Jews are saying that.
That's what I thought.
No, because look, Hakrobos Barachokos Mimake Yiskalsu Bach. Yeah, in the Nesi Yisrael Ish Lizroo. The Nesim of Bnei Yisrael, each man is going out and they're doing whatever they want, whatever's stronger. Kol Olam Gavar, says Rashi, that we're talking about each man according to their own arm. How you bach? That's what you have within you. The Machshavah Dam that causes more murder. Ava Eme Kalubach, right? You were makel about Kibud Ava Eme, like Ger Asu Ba'ishak Bitzolchech. You oppressed the Gerim. Yosamana Honu Bach. You caused Ona on the orphans and the widows. You despised my kachin, and you were machal shabosus. You had people that were speaking with tail bearers and lashon hara that caused more bloodshed. You were eating upon the mountains, referring to Hakrovitz of Rizar, that korbanos you brought over Rizar, zima asik zolcheich, and you made zima. You made all this bad advice and bad stuff among all of you. Erva Sal Gilabach.
Wasn't it produced like Erva? Yeah,
it could be. Rashi says what? Zima is Atzos Shol Risha. We haven't seen it. We are going to see Arias, yeah, the Zima. The Ervas of Gilabach, the Ervas of the Father, you were Megala within you. Tumas Anida Inu Bach. And the Tumas Anida as well as Nida. Nobody was keeping Hilkos Nida properly. Each man did an abomination with their man's, with their friends' wives. They were even metame their own daughter-in-laws. And a man, his own sister, the daughter of his father, they afflicted them. You took bribery.
Not just, I mean, they're like, you know, gross.
Some of them, I mean,
it's Arias.
No, I know, but like, there's Arias that like you have a tie before, and there's Arias people are like not.
Yeah, there's
two. Aside from the sister.
No, what's that? Hold on. Neighbor's wife and then.
No, honestly, Ashish and daughter-in-law. The only one that's bad is the sister, but Ashish and daughter-in-law are not your relatives. If you said Beto, I would think that would be the most disgusting, right? Maybe even like your own grandmother, your mother's mother, or something like that would be disgusting. A sister, I think there are people that still have that.
You're not.
Yeah, I know, I understand, but I would assume that it's considered like that. That would be disgusting, but not as bad. But I don't know. I don't know. Well, what's the level of the sister versus that? I was level of that. But shokad lichubav lanshav dam. Then they take briberies in order to murder. Neshech v'sabris l'kach. And again, they take ribis and neshech, both different types of ribis. In interest. So that's vasi reayich ba'ishek. You caused your friend to lose a lot of money through your oppression. But also shokach me l'shem alakim, and he forgot me as well. And what I did was I smacked my hand, right? I called out loud on all the evil that you've done, and all the blood that was spilled because you are. Are you going to stay the way it is? In other words, I punished you for it. Are you going to stay the way you are? Are you going to be strong in what you're doing? For all those days that I made you for, and I said, and I did during those times, therefore I scattered you among the nations, scattered you among the other lands, and therefore I ended your tumah from you. In other words, you stopped. Because when you're feeling oppressed and you feel like you don't have anything, that's when you don't feel comfortable in sinning and you want to do tshuva and you want to bring yourself back. You inherited what was right in the eyes of the other nations. You knew that I am a Kadosh Baruch Hu when you were among the nations. Sometimes Golus is the greatest refuah, the greatest tshuva that our nation needed. It says, and then in Pasuk Yudayim, here's what the word of God was. Ben Adam, right? Bene Yisrael became to me like a sig. Rashi says, Tarovis Psolas. There's a lot of impurities that are among you, Bnei Yisrael, that need to be burned out. They're all, there's a copper and tin and iron and lead within the kiln, seeking Kesavayu, and they're all the impurities of silver. And I want to bring you guys down, or back, to the silver that you once were. Because you have all those impurities. Therefore, I'm going to gather you to the middle of Yerushalayim. I'm going to gather all the silver, the copper, the iron, the lead, and the bedil was what? I forgot what bedil was. Tin. Right? Inside the core itself, inside that kiln. The fox is a love ish, in order to bring upon you a fire lantich and melt you down. That's how I'm going to do it in my anger. I'm going to allow this burning to happen among you. I'll gather you in. I'm going to blow upon you with my fiery wrath. You will be burned within a gate of cast episode core, just like silver gets burned, came to Tchubiseicha. You will therefore be melted within me. I have poured out my wrath upon you. Then God said to me the following, Ben Adam, Emor La, I want you to say to it, At Eretz, you are the land, Lomitoharahi. You are no longer the pure land that you once were. Logushma, you no longer have the rain, the Yom Zom, in those days because of the days of anger. Kesher Nibiyah B'Seichah, there is a coup of false prophets among them. Kari Shoi Torah Tarif, like a lion roaring, asking for prey. Nefesh, but these guys are taking Nefesh Chalu, they're eating, consuming souls. Chos Mikar Yikachu, they take protection in all of the kavod. I'm going to say here, B'Seichah, they made more and more widows by making people do things that they shouldn't have done and causing them to do things because they said there were prophets, they're going around. The false Mekubalim, there's nothing worse than a Mekubal that's, you know, the one in Svat that was just caught, whatever it was. There's nothing that worse than a
Nanny. Is there anything about false Mekubal? Is that make him a person who fell and has a taiva?
I don't know.
Or maybe he's using Kfar Hatsuma.
I'd like to think of it as a false Mekubal. I'd like to think of it that way, whether it is or not. I can't understand.
The Torah gets stronger.
I can't understand how anybody who's on that level of Torah scholarship has any ability to sin that badly.
No, I can't tell them more.
The Torah is greater. Yes and no. Yes, I hear it. No, there is no way. How in the world does this guy go into a private room with a woman by himself without a video camera? Yeah, that's for sure an Isser Dio Reisos. So right there, he's over on an Isser Dio Reisos. How is that, Mutter? The guy for sure is doing something wrong.
Issues.
That's something I hear it and I don't at the same time.
Doesn't mean that this guy's not a...
No, I know, I understand.
My whole thing is the fact that he was cursing the prison guards.
That's another issue.
No, but once you're doing
that, let's go. The Kohanim, meaning the actual Kohanim, the leaders of Klal Yisrael, they made my Torah into something which was violent. They were machalim my kachim, and they were dealing with the kachim all day, and they were machalim between the kachim and the chol. They didn't separate it. They didn't tell people to tell me the Torah. They hid their eyes from Shabbos. They looked at Shabbos like, "Oh, listen, in the basement, you don't really have to keep Shabbos. We're bringing korbanos anyway, right? Bring korbanos anyway, might as well just smoke. What's the difference? I was profaned among them. I'm giving that as an example, you know what I'm saying? So Rav Bikirba, the officers in charge, they were like lions. Notice that, by the way. The Nevi'im were like lions, right? These guys, Sarim, were like, even they were like wolves. They were tearing things apart. They were making blood or spilling blood. They were causing people to get on them so that they could make a profit off it. Right? The Nevi'im sort of like stuck things to them, right? They were involved with them. Chozim Shav, they were seeing false things. Chozim Lahem Kazav, and they were magically coming up with lies. This is what God says, Vashem Lidi Ver, but God never spoke that. Ama Aretz, Ashko Hoshim Gazu Gazil. The Ami Aratim, they kind of learned from them. They did oppression. They started stealing. But you notice?
Doesn't that
up above we never mentioned Gezel? They did oppress and whatever those things we mentioned. We never mentioned Gezel up above in those when we were talking about the sins of the nation. I wonder why. The Gazel, they stole. But I even Honu, and then they oppressed. I think this is just the people of what they were doing. I don't know why they're added on here, though. There's a Ger Ashko Belom Mishpat without any judgment. That,
because you're not talking about Nevi'im, you're not talking about Malachim. You're talking about regular Amaret, so that's why there's...
No, but why not mention Gezel up above when we went through all the sins of the nation? We went through all those sins, so why didn't I mention Gezel?
Did we refer to Amaret before?
It was everybody.
I don't know if it's Amaret specific, though. Maybe something at a certain time.
We talked about all the things they did. What do you think it was just the Nevi'im that were sleeping with their sisters, and etc.? No, that was referring to all the things they did. So it should have said Gezel, I would assume. Lavakish man, ish goder goder. I searched from among them a man that was making darim. Omer the parts of funny. He was going to stand in the breach in front of me, but Aretz and for the land, Lavilti Shachas, so it wouldn't be destroyed. Lomatzasi, I couldn't find it. And that's the biggest pella of all time. Because you had Yirmiyah. What does that mean you couldn't find somebody? Yirmiyah was around at the time. There was somebody
there. Spread out, and Yirmiyah couldn't be everywhere.
So that means I couldn't find one man? Lomasasi? You did. So it must be the pasuk is saying, right, I couldn't find more than a few. Maybe there were a handful of people who were, you know, Talmidei Chachamim. But of course there were. There were Talmidei Chachamim. There were people like Yirmiyah who were around. There were just so few, it's as if I couldn't find them. But certainly there were people like Yirmiyah, because there's no way you could say that. But Lomasasi, I did. Of course he had Yirmiyah. What does that mean? I poured upon my wrath upon the Beish of Rasi Gilis, and I destroyed them. Dark of Roshim, this is before. Yeah, so before.
It says he's talking to death.
No. This is what's referring to. We're referring to what's going to be.
It almost gives the excuse right here, which is that like the Amei Aretz did not know. I mean, they were told, like the Nadim at the time were telling them lies.
They learned from them.
Yeah, so they should. They're not. Why should they?
Of course they're liable. Yeah.
And the Torah still existed.
They have to be. You have to know when a Navi Shekhar is a Navi Shekhar. You have to know that. Now, I know it's hard.
It's so poorly that I kind of feel like nobody had respect for him. Like, that you couldn't.
But he wasn't looking for people to listen to him. He was looking for people to stand in the breach. He had a person who was standing in the breach. You had Yirmiyah. Not only that, by the way, remember, Chulda is alive at the time. Tzfania is alive. Tzfania was speaking to the Talmidei Chachamim. Yeah, Chulda was with Yirmiyah. I don't know right now, but Chulda was at the same time as Yirmiyah. Right? She was the cousin of Yirmiyah, and Yirmiyah was fine with her as prophet. And Tzfania was speaking with the Talmidei Chachamim. Tzfania was going to the Bat Medrash.
Meaning Yirmiyah got her talking to him.
Tzfania would fit that category. Right, yeah, Tzfania got up on his own. But that's what it was like back then. You got a Nevuah when you were that special. So, came to that point. There were people like that. Again, we still had. I mean, who else was in Yerushalayim? We don't know. We don't know about people in Yerushalayim. But remember that Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi, Hanani, Mishael, Azariah, Daniel. They're alive. They're alive and well in Babel. Now, granted, they're in Babel. I don't know when they left Eretz Yisrael, when this Nevuah specifically took place. Nonetheless, these people are alive. You want somebody standing in the breach? These are people who stood in the breach. Mordechai's alive. Mordechai is for sure alive.
If he's alive, he's like a baby.
If he's alive, he was like a baby. Why? Because you're saying he would have been 60. I pictured Mordechai 60, 70 years old at the time of the Purim story. Right?
Right. So he's not
so
even born yet.
So at this time...
This Purim story is 59 years after this?
Questionable. Depending on when. No, but you're dealing with the 17th... Remember, they were exiled in the 19th year of Nebuchadnezzar. This happened in 16, 17, 18, around that time. Right? So you're dealing with 16, 17, 18, and then you're going to the year 60, give or take, at around the Purim story, when it's going to happen. So you're dealing with only 40 years. So you would have been 20, 25, whatever it is, years old at the time?
Isn't he going to the Gemara
and... No, according to the Gemara, he was alive before, he was alive and saw the Korban.
I'm talking about the Gemara that did the, that did the calculations at the time of Nebuchadnezzar.
It's obvious. 19th year of Nebuchadnezzar is when Sidkiyahu was exiled. And we're talking right before them, because he's already in Babel. Right, but it was not so much before, because Yoyachin was exiled only 11 years before that. And he got these prophecies while Yoyachin was in exile, but before Tzidki had left. All these prophecies are happening during that 11-year period, but more toward the end. Remember, we already said it was like the 4th year of Tzidki's reign, or 6th year of Tzidki's reign. So we're not going that far, and he would have been 20 at least, and that's if he wasn't older,
okay,
maybe he was older.
But
yeah.
The Jews of Babel are not...
There is a Medrash Rabbah, I understand this, but there's a Medrash Rabbah that says that Esther was 74 years old at the time.
Much
of a doubt. It's hard to understand.
Right.
But she was 74 years old.
She
was not a Basula. She for sure wasn't a Basula. No, it does not say
she was.
They would search for the Basulas, but she was never called a Basula. They took her also. And that's why the Gemara says, Haisalo Labas, it means Labayas, etc., and that she was married to Mordechai, which is a Pella in and of itself. She was 74 years old, according to the Medrash Rabbah. That's what Esther Rabbah says. But yeah, what were you going to say?
No, I'm saying, but the Jews in Babel, were also sitting like this, or no?
We don't know. I mean, we do know they were intermarrying, right? But we don't know if that happened yet. Maybe that happened after Golas Sidkiyahu, when all the people came. We don't know. We don't know if it happened immediately.
The Loma Tzadati is more of a metaphor. It's not literal.
I can take that as well. Like, it was as if I couldn't find it. It's just a harsh lesson when he had people that were like that out there. Can you imagine, like, Yirmiyah sitting there, Loma Tzadati, what do you mean? Well, what have I been doing? I understand, but wait, come on. But either way, I hear what you're saying. Lamed Alva, Eshbok Olayim Zami, Be'ish Ev Rossi Kilisim, I poured my wrath and my anger upon them. Darkam Roshim Nasati. I put their heads upon the road. Neum Hashem Elokim. Actually, how do you guys translate that? What's Darkam Roshim Nasati? Their ways. Roshim Nasati. I put it in the head. How do you translate that?
This is first.
What does that mean? The punishments are put first?
I put their way on their head. It's literally
their way upon their head.
Yeah, like in Hebrew you say damo berosho.
Oh, it's their own fault. I get that. That makes sense. Karakov gimel pazigal. Vidivar shamei lailema. The word of God came to me saying, Ben Adam, Shtein Nashim. Oh, I'm sorry. So we're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about the two sisters, Shomron and Yerushalayim. Yeah.
The Yishlo Mazati Mahari Kra.
Yeah, what does he say?
Yishpozer b'tshuva. He didn't do tshuva.
Oh, that's
interesting. People were like thrown before.
Okay,
nobody
but,
repented.
You know, I understand that. But I listen, maybe that's the way to understand the pasuk. I thought the pasuk was saying somebody who's standing ish goder gader ba'omid ba'parit zofanai ba'ad ha'aretz, or the land.
Right,
that's
but
somebody who's called tshuva.
Hashem decreed though that the base is destroyed because of the amount of sinning going on.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't tell us that every single person was sinning. It just tells us that there was sinning going on. So meaning that sinning would have to be reduced in some way.
Oh, wait, hold on. Look at the rest of it. This is not referring to a Baal Tshuva as an Achozer v'tshuva.
No,
this is referring to a person who's a good person.
Well, no, it's
who can say, I'm a tzaddik, my tefillah will be heard.
There's a Gemara that says that somebody can't pray for something because unless it's 100% sure. A tzaddik can't pray unless he's 100% sure that he's going to pray.
So, Yirmiyah, I don't understand. I would put him in that category.
Doesn't he pray?
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I'm questioning. And even on the Marie Kara, no. I don't. Chozer b'tshuva is not like that.
I have a comment. Each chozer b'tshuva, somebody who is a chozer b'tshuva, who can do this. Meaning, it's got to be somebody who is a sinner.
I'm reading the whole thing. I agree. Hayachol Lomar, who's able to say, Ani Yodea B'Yishani Tzadik.
It's
one line.
It makes sense with the text to say that it's got to be somebody who was a sinner and decided to turn over his ways.
The chozer b'tshuva is a drush in the pasuk, because it's not what the pasuk is talking about.
Right.
Just not a guy. But the point is, even the Marikara in his drush is saying it's a chozer b'tshuva that can say it. Doesn't mean a guy who's chozer, so to speak.
You're arguing shot, and I'm arguing dry.
No. I'm explaining his method of drush. His method of drush
is understand,
that I it's not a chozer b'tshuva as in somebody that's doing tshuva, it's somebody who's coming in.
I think you have to eliminate Yirmiyah from the equation.
Why?
Because maybe God is saying, like, just a simple man, not somebody I put there.
But that wouldn't be an ish.
Definition of somebody.
I hear what you're saying, but that's not an ish. Ish is a chash of a person. Ish is always known as a chash of a person. The word would be enosh, if we're referring to an Amaretz, or...
We're literally talking about the Amaretz anyway.
A word like that. But I hear what you're saying, that it is a different lashon, though, usually when referring to a Talmud Chacham. When referring to a Talmud Chacham, it usually is.
If you read it that way, it makes more sense, because the Lomo Matzazi...
is that, yeah, I just, I, you know what, listen, I'm not going to argue the point anymore. I hear what you're saying. I just, it seems weird. For me, I would take the pasuk to mean below matzasi, meaning there were few and far
right,
to find. But there definitely were, because obviously Yirmiyah was around. He would be the person I'm looking for, but I'm not mentioning Yirmiyah. So too, I'm not mentioning all the other myriads of Talmidei Chachamim that would have been around at the time. I'm not mentioning that because there were so few and far between. I'll go with 10,000. Yeah.
It could be 20,000.
Yeah, 20,000. 30,000. It could be. All right, anyway, let's look at the Pesukim now. We have Kav Gimel is going to talk about the two sisters, Yerushalayim and the Shomron, who are going to be Mizaneh, and their partners will destroy them. They're going to call to them, and they're going to come back. The partners are going to come back. We're referring to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the Devar Shem Elai Lamor, Ben Adam Shtayim Nashim. There are two women. Benos Emachasayu. They were the daughters of the same mother. Okay. That's his Nenav Mitzrayim. They were Mizane and Mitzrayim. Were Ein Zanu. They were very young, so they went off on their own Mitzrayim. Shem Bamalchus Shidehen. They allowed their thefts to be handled. The Shem Isu Gadi Besulehen, and they lost a little bit of their childlike innocence. Shmosan Allah Gidayla Baaliva Achayso. Their names, if you remember this from the Kinos and Tishav.
Okay,
yeah, all on all. Correct. Kinos. This is in Kinos. It's twice. One is at night in Kinos, all on Alivama, and the other one is happens in the middle of the Kinos. I think it's around Lamed. But Shmos and Allah Hagidola, Baliva Achoyso, right? So that's that. So we're going to see Vitiana Lee, but the land of Banu Bano. So they became mine, right? That's the land of Banu Bano. So they gave birth to children, you know, the Shmos and Shomron, Allah, Yerushalayim, Aliva. So no longer am I not going to hide it anymore. Shomron is Allah, Yerushalayim is Aliva. It's interesting, by the way. The Allah is known as the Gedola, but I guess it makes sense because the children of Leah, who were the older one, were Allah, and the Shomron, I'm sorry, that was the Shomron, and Yerushalayim, which is Yehuda, who is the younger child from Reuven, Shimon, etc., would have been Aliva, but obviously that takes work. Yeah, Binyamin also. But he's an Allah Taktoi.
This is the name. Allah and Aholibah.
I remember that from somewhere. Look at Rashi says it, but I don't remember. Yeah, Shinasis Ol Mitchilo Ba'egla Yerava.
Yeah.
There was a lot of Avodah Zarah going on. So that's that. Is the idea. So Allah is a fake oil where they have the Avodah Zarah there. Allah is where my Beis HaMikdash was there. In a way, this is part of the keynote of Rabbi Elazar Kalir, actually. He says that in a way, Yerushalayim was more blamed because they had the Beis HaMikdash. The people outside who weren't allowed to go to the Beis HaMikdash, what do you want them to do? They messed up because they didn't have the Beis HaMikdash there. These people had the Beis HaMikdash. Allah, how could you have been that way? So let's see what happens. Matiz and Allah Tatoy, the first one to go off was Allah. Batagav al Mahab. She desired all of her loved ones, her lovers. Al Ashur Kroven, to the Assyrians who were close by. Lebush Techelos Pachos Uskanim Bachuri Chemet Kulam. They wore blue and Pachos Uskanim. They were all officers and kings. Bachuri Chemet, beautiful, beautiful young people. Kulam, all of them. Prussian Rokhli Susan, they were horsemen, riders of horses. Tazmusel Aleihem. She looked at them and she said, you know, I really want to be like them. In other words, I want to be with them. Mivchar Bnei Ashur Kulam, the best of all the people of Ashur. Bachol Asher Agba, Bachol Gulem Nitzma'ah. She had become Tommy through all of their idol worship and everything that they had. That's Taz Nusel. Maybe it's right. She never forsook her znus that she had from Mitzrayim. That refers to Pesel Micha that was with Shevet Dun the entire time. Joseph Shachovin Rab, those are the ones that she was with in her youth. Behemet Isu Dadi Bisulab, they're the ones that were together when that were by her chest. They spilled their znus upon her. Therefore, I put her in the hands of the one she loves. I said, all right, you want to be with them? You want to hang out with them? You want to be like them? Fine, go ahead. You want to be the Assyrians? Go check out the Assyrians. Hemagilu Ravasa, they revealed her erva. Banel Benosel Lakahu, they took all of her children. Bose Makarvaragu, and they killed her by the sword of Atishem Lenashin. She became famous among the women, or infamous among the women. Shtupim Asuba, Ushputim Asuba. And they made judgments based on her, and they said, oh, you never want to be like Allah. Batera Akosa Aliva. Now Aliva saw this, and she became even worse. Her taiva became even worse by the time of Zemi's Nuni Akosa. All of her znus became worse than the znus of her sister. Abani Ashur, to the people of Ashur, she became close to, right? All the leaders and stuff like that. I think it was more afterward, like after they should have learned from it and they didn't, that's when it became worse. So, yeah, it became worse.
So, why was the punishment worse?
I think it was.
No, it wasn't. Like where the no, but where is
what you're saying as opposed to the 10 exiles?
The eternal punishment of it is.
Because that prophecy was already prophesied.
No, but why?
Because
you know,
of
Yeravam.
No.
You can answer two ways. You can answer number one that there were Balei Tshuva. That there were Balei Tshuva among them that ended up, they did Tshuva as soon as they went into Galus fall. Bnei Yisrael did not do Tshuva when they went into Galus. I'm not saying nobody. Maybe some of them did, but it wasn't enough to be able to cause them to come back.
In a way, though, going into exile made things worse. Maybe not consciously, but they started marrying out.
That's true. But nonetheless, they still found their way back. There was still an Ezra and Nehemiah and those people that were able to find their way back. So I can still see it because the tshuva allowed them to come back. Had they not done tshuva, maybe they wouldn't have. Maybe that's number one.
Well,
Our number two is we don't know what happened to the ten exiles. Maybe at some point some of them did come back. We spoke about this before with Yirmiyahu or Yechezkel or Yeshaya, etc. Somebody may have brought back some of the exiles. Did they all come back? Certainly not. But there may have been returns.
Is from the ten
tshuva. The Gemara says that Yoshia ruled over them, and they had Yovel again. I mean, there is something. So those are my two answers. Number one, we have tshuva, that the people of Yerushalayim did tshuva, while the people of Israel did not. And then number two, is that the exiles that they might have come back. Yeah.
There was already a prophecy where 10 pieces of the coat were ripped off.
Yeah.
And that was already said and done.
Meaning that had to happen as long as I hear what you're saying. Meaning going all the way back then. Interesting call going all the way back. All right, let's see what we say. It says, I'm sorry. Oh, so what does this Levushe Michlol mean? How do you have this translated in your Sefer? What's Levushe Michlol in your days?
Yeah.
How do you translate that? Open air, so it's
governors and officers nearby.
Oh, I have Michlal Yofi. Very, very beautiful. Right, that's interesting. Isn't it interesting that the first one, Ali, right? Aliyah. So they were attracted by Levushe Tchelas, they called it. Over here we have Levushe Mechlo. I don't know, you'd give them up. Eira Kinimah. And I saw that she had become Tamei. Derech Achod Lishtayan. And that one way went for both of those sisters. And she went back to her nose. They saw on their walls the idols of the Kazians, of the Chaldeans. Chakukim Bashoshar. That were, you know, all engraved with all these pictures. Chagorei Yizor Mazam. They were girded with, on their, you know, with weapons upon their loins, Suruchei Tvulim, right, with all these turbans around Baruch Hashem in their heads, Mari Shalishim Kulam, they had the appearance of these strong men, they looked like Babylonians, meaning the people dressed up and started to look like the actual Babylonians.
Was this children?
Not yet. Right, and she desired them of what she saw. She sent these messages over to the Chaldeans. So the people of Babel came to sleep with them, in other words, to be around them. And they were metame her with their nose. She became tame through them. She threw her nefesh out from them. Her nose became revealed. Her erba was revealed. And I, meaning the husband, took myself away from her. So the same way that I threw myself away from her sister, I took myself away from her as well. But she continued to increase her nose. Lizkos, remember her youth, the way she did in Mitzrayim. Right? She desired to be with one of their pilakshim. In other words, not even to just be their wife. She didn't care. She wanted to just be a concubine. People whose flesh is like the flesh of donkeys, whose filth is the filth of horses. People that use tashmish as just for an animalistic pleasure, as opposed to something which is a kadosh thing, which should be bring you higher to God or closer to your relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. They used it as just a physical pleasure to be able to satisfy their needs. They felt themselves close to that. But typically, Azimus no raya. It's exactly what he says.
But the donkey.
Asher basa chomor b'saram aver tashmish. Using the aver tashmish, but zir masusim lashon riboy tashmish. They did it often, quite often. Shemarim tashmish yosim shakol zacharim shem ve'ema. Right, that they did it more and more, more than all their animals of ve'ema. Meaning, it's comparing them to the animalistic.
But their phalluses were as large as those of donkeys.
Their desires were as large as donkeys, but I don't understand that because donkeys don't. Do it for fun. They do it to procreate.
What do you mean? Donkeys don't.
Animals in general, other than maybe a couple species.
Calling it animal.
Like there's no
calling it animal. There's no. That's the point. There's no kedusha behind it. There's nothing. It's it's only for your own desires, your own drive, and that's that. So even though there are times that obviously they're not together when they're pregnant, they're not together at certain times, etc. Nonetheless, it does have the animalistic pleasure type of instance, which Hashem was saying that's not how it should be done. The tifkidi is zimas nurayich. You remember the zima of your youth, basos mitzrayim dadayich, what happened in Mitzrayim, leman shedei nurayich, right? The way you were, you know, you were treated in your youth. I'm going to bring upon your loved ones upon you. The ones that you had, you know, you had given yourselves over to. I'm going to bring them upon you from all around. You will remember the people of Babylon and all the Chaldeans. You'll cry out loud. All the people of Ashur are not compared to them. They're all riders, all cluster of the people. They're going to come upon you. Hotsen. I don't know what that word means. What's that word? Hotsen?
They will come upon you with weapons.
Okay, interesting. Recha v'galgal, with chariots and wheels, or v'kalamim, with many, many people. Sina umagain, with shields and spears. The kova, yesimu alayich saviv. Kova is like the big hats. They'll put upon you from all of them. The fact that mishpat ushvatuch b'mishvatim, you will be judged according to their mishpatim. I will put my zealousness upon you, my jealousy for you going off and other, you know, and being together with another man, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the Avodah Zarah, I'm putting it upon you. Everything will be removed. The rest of you will be fallen by the sword. And we say, they will take your children, your sons, and your daughters. And the rest of you will be consumed by fire. You will strip off your clothing, and you will take off the clay, in other words, your clothing of splendor. I will take away your zima from me, as you say, Mitzrayim. You will not put your eyes upon them. You will never remember that you were even in Mitzrayim because of this gullus that you're in now. I'm going to put you in the hands of the people that you truly hate, the ones that you want to split yourself from. You make yourself in hatred by them. They're going to take all of your toil. And they will leave you a room where you are naked and bereft of everything. And you'll reveal the erev of your znos and everything over there. Hold on 1 second with this. Those who do this, those who do this to you, because you were metame with their gilulim, it's all because you went in the way of your sister. And I put her cup into your hands. Everything that happened to her, I put into your hands. What's up, Dave? What
do you say? Initially, it says these are the people that you wanted to be with, so I'm putting you with them. Like, you desire to be with them.
The people you hate. Yeah, the people that you later on said, like, wait, I never wanted to be with that. I'd rather go with my original husband. It's too late for that, says the Kaddish Baruch Hu.
They wanted them, then they're going to hate them.
They realize afterward, like, what was the point of that? Why am I with them? I'm sorry?
Isn't that the point of tshuva?
Yeah, but not real tshuva. It's not that they want to be with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. It's that they don't want to be with that guy. They hate their new gods. That doesn't mean they want to be with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. The ghosts of going to them and seeing that will only make them cry out and say, you know what, it was better by God, and that will make them do tshuva. That's the hope, that when they're with the other person and they're, it's like, so to speak, the husband saying, fine, you're marrying that guy now, that guy's your husband, go see what it's like. And when she sees what it's like being with that husband, she's like, oh my gosh, I want my old husband back. That's the line.
No, you can't go back to old husband.
The master gushaso. And that's why we say paskin lahalacha, that there was no such thing as us fully committing ourselves to Avodah Zarah. Was always through either a level of shutzpah where we were mezaneh, but we were never machzer gushasa, or let's call it znus while separated or while divorced, so to speak. But it wouldn't be machzer gushasa because we never married them. We just had znus with them. That's the line that they use. You know, the famous Rabbeinu Gershom Takanos, that each one of them is shaykhus to Klal Yisrael, right? That you're not allowed to read other letters, and you can't read the other books of the other people.
I always wonder, how is that not like Geneva Das to begin with? Why don't you?
It is, technically. It was just, let's say, it's not going to affect the guy. There won't be Geneva Das, nonetheless. Tikkun applies. But the other two are big. The other two are, you can't marry more than one wife, and you can't forcibly divorce your wife. Your wife has to accept it, right? So the two things are that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the man, Klal Yisrael is the woman, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot take another wife, that's another nation, as his second wife. That's the idea. He cannot forcibly divorce us. That meaning, if we don't accept the gerushin, then we're not fully divorced.
It's not like a shot that was made up later. I'm sure it was
made by the Hasidim, but it's an idea that's brought down. They use all of them.
It's part of the whole bunch.
There's five. Yeah, that's for sure. They can be exchanged. There's five takanos that they use this for. I forgot what the other two were.
Wait,
the letters
isn't one that
no, but I don't know how it applies. No, that's from Abba Shoal. That's from the Gemara in Yevamos. That we pass on like Abba Shoal, that people don't do it.
Even today.
We do, but we hold like Abba Shoal that it's preferable not to do evil because we don't do it L'shem Shemayim. But that's from the Gemara's time. That wasn't from Rabbeinu Gershom. Why? What's up?
But you should get rid of Pilakshim, though.
Usually you guys just...
Pilakshim was different. The Rambam says Pilakshim ended up... Yeah, Baruch Hashem. But the Pilakshim was... But the Rambam says you can only have Pilakshim if you're a king, if you're a melech. So that's how it was never mastered by regular people.
People
argue that before him, though. It has to be because Pilakshim, unless that guy was a special person who was considered like a king, which we don't hear of.
Just like a sinner?
Every Jew is like a king for all royalty.
But Moshe finds Haskins, like something that they do. You know the Pilagish Begiva, we said this before, where he sent those pieces of the Pilagish all over the place to each one of the land. But Moshe finds Haskins from that it is mutter when doing a protest for terror bombings or his terror cells, whatever, to take human bodies, Jewish bodies, that were killed in terror attacks, and display them so that people see the bodies, they see how bad terror is. He Paskins, and he says, where do I know this from? Pilagish Begiva. And my question on it always was, how do we learn from that case?
Don't you have to...
That guy was an evil person.
No, but don't you have to bury...
Ramosha Paskins, that's what we have it in there for, because we do Paskin that way.
But then you say it has to be buried before nightfall?
No.
That's interesting.
That's only at the tongue.
So how do we know?
I imagine that a dead body has to be buried before nightfall.
No, that's only kol mumsin nitlin. So the nitlin, you cannot have it hung more because kilas elokim talui. That's the line.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a different issue. No, but what he's talking about is a pasuk, lo selin nivlas ala aids.
Right.
Parsek kiseita. I figured you were talking about that. But that only applies by somebody who's mumsin nitlin afterward. It does not apply by a regular human body, right? If it's whatever. So the minig in Yerushalayim is to bury immediately, but we don't have the minig elsewhere. Yeah.
How do you know which, like, questionable stories in Tanakh, I'd be like, oh, we could learn from this.
No idea. Listen, we learn minion. From the Meraglim. The fact that we have a minion comes from the Meraglim.
That's like a drash from the Torah where like Zereshava.
But that's still a pellet of self. Now, hear what you're saying. This is Navi versus when you're dealing with...
Also, not just Navi versus Shabbat, but it's also like learning out of Halacha versus, like, later on saying, like, well, this guy who...
No, this is Halacha.
Character. No,
Halacha, you know what I'm saying?
No, I know, but I'm saying that, like...
It is.
Zereshava is supposed to have a sword going back. Here we're saying that this person did a questionable act, so we're going to say that, you know, even as a questionable person from the what the text suggests. Like, for example, how do I know that only two bit of Ozar?
I hear what you're saying. Hold on. Your Zereshava is used to be able to say Kedusha the minion, that you only do Kedusha the minion.
Zvarsha
Kedusha. But nonetheless, the minion, the concept of a minion, in order to daven, was made before the Zereshava, so to speak. I know the Zereshava came first, technically, but meaning the concept of the minion comes from the Meraglim without the Dvarash of Kedusha.
Right, but also the concept of the minion is telling us that represents the minion, not necessarily that we do what they do in the minion.
Understood. Nonetheless, that concept is there, so to over here, we can take certain things out. What you can do, I don't know.
Yeah, but we didn't learn from the Meraglim that you can talk to about Eretz Yisrael.
I don't know. I honestly don't know. That is, by the way, the power of where you get to the level of Medrash. That is the power of Medrash, extrapolation from the text. That is the definition thereof.
The text doesn't criticize the guy from Pilagish Begiva.
It's a lawyery way of asking the question. Could it be anything?
No, I'm saying
that. The fact that Pasuk doesn't say anything, and therefore we say that it's okay to learn from.
Meaning, because he wasn't criticized for going to the Arabian.
Yeah, we don't see that at all.
He's from other things.
Yeah. So there could be other things that we get from. It's good. It's good. There's a lot.
Of your intention. Like, what's the intention behind it? Like, if
Gekas is a famous one also. You're right about that, by the way, from what he did by the Shomron camp. We learned a lot of halachos over there.
And he said, like, we could stay here and then...
It's mamish all the halachos of mysterious about how you're supposed to give up yourself or how to die. I'll be Kiddush Hashem. It's all learned from Gekas. It's all learned from him.
How to die from Kiddush Hashem?
Yeah.
Where's that?
It's from what he said, how to give himself up to the other camp. What he was willing to do and what he wasn't willing to do.
So Chayisha and Chayola. I mean, he's like, we could stay here and we lose.
That's part of it. those laws of Kiddush Hashem, of Hadadayo Kiddush Hashem, all of them, they will all come from Yechazi. To know that, hey, this is better for us to die Al Kiddush Hashem, meaning in front of the other nations, by them killing us than us dying by ourselves out of hunger right here. Those laws come from that. All right, let's go on a little bit over here. We've got like this. It says, "Kol Hashem Elokim." This is Pasuk Lamed Beis. Kosach Moseich Tishdi. You're going to drink the cup of your sister. Hamukah Berachava. It's very deep. It's very wide. Tialitzchok Ulag Mirba Lahachil. It's going to be a laughter and a scorn that other people are going to have from it. Shikar Viyagon Timalei. You'll be filled with drunkenness and sadness. Kos Shama Ushmama. A cup filled with destitution. And destruction, Kosach Hosea Shomron, that is this cup of your sister Shomron Vishasiso, so you're going to drink it, you're going to suck it out, that's called Shatu Goremi. You're going to scrape out the scards, the shards for everything, the Shaddai Kanateki, you're going to, what's the word, you'll be cut off. And from that point, Shaddaiach, is that referring to, I think that's what it means.
Tear off your breasts.
Yeah, tear off what you have. That's what I spoke about. In other words, tear off everything that's yours. It's because you forgot me. And you threw me after your gaiva. And you lifted up your zima and your znus upon me. That's why this all happened to me. As a side note, by the way, we learned from this passage that you're not allowed to eat before davening. You are not allowed to treat your body before you treat God. That you threw me behind your bodies and you cared more about your bodies than me. Crazy, right? It's an unbelievable line, unbelievable measures that comes from it. But la halacha, that's where we get it from. Now, people are makel about it, and especially by the times of the Hasidim, they were makel in order to daven properly, in order to add on your ability to daven properly, and especially when you are allowed to have like a coffee or something like that to wake you up.
You're supposed to have like, not really supposed to put sugar in it, so you have black coffee.
You can have even sugar. The question is milk, what you're allowed to have.
I think he's choking on the same sugar.
Yeah, he says milk. Milk he allows. So I don't think, we don't allow milk.
That's almost like a food.
Yeah? The Mishnah Berurah says milk is not good. Right?
I thought that was only because back then they used to drink more black.
Then I don't know. Based on the Mishnah Berurah, that's like that. Right? But that's what it says, that you don't drink it that way. But regardless, that's where it came from, in order to wake you up, in order to get you going, whatever it is, but to have the full breakfast beforehand, right? That's not actually so to speak. That would be the idea behind it. But you know, especially with avatars, are makel gummer. I don't know if the Rebbe was originally makel. I don't know if the Balatanya and the Akhmedic, etc. But they have full meals beforehand. They eat full breakfast. The Frum is the Frum among them. Frum is the Frum, meaning you go to the Lubavitch Masifta. I think they might have breakfast before they daven chakras. Breakfast in the yeshiva before chakras.
Maybe the logic is that you'll daven with,
more kavana. No, that is, but the question is, who did that? Who made that? It's very rare to find. You find it by certain chassidim. But I don't know why. Some said to me,
where they're coming from and like how their schedule was, where they came from. Like, I don't know what time this.
Well, somebody had to start that.
Right.
No, Lubavitch is mid-Russia. It's not like
no,
too
but
far
it's certain times of the year, even still, it's not like.
It's hard to say. Remember, they got up at dawn.
Yeah, it's
right?
Freezing out in the middle of winter. They need like a warm breakfast in order to walk like miles to like cater.
I highly doubt it, but I hear what you're saying. It just, that means that their day would have been longer toward the end of it, right? And they would have to be out there when it got dark. It's hard to say it that way.
Early, and then they still have like 3 hours before they could daven.
Now, if you're dealing with the winter, right, the day is already so short. The day is already 9-10 hours, right? It can't be less, right? But you're dealing 9-10 hours. If you wake up 2 hours into the day, right, you're losing those hours. That it means you're losing even more hours. How long are you going to sleep? You know what I'm saying? Like
in order to wake up 2 hours into the day, you wake up at 11 or 12. So they were waking up at, so maybe they were waking up at 6, and they still couldn't even daven yet because it was too early. So they would eat, learn a little or whatever.
I hear what you're saying. Yeah. But that would be because it was before dawn.
It was
a half hour before dawn, so there was no chiv of tefillah.
They were going to sleep. They were going to sleep around 6, 7 o'clock.
No, always a little bit later.
Sunset at 4 or 5 o'clock.
No, 72 minutes later. They always went to sleep at 6. You never went to sleep at shkia. Either way, wait here. But you're going to lie. Ben Adam, you should put us all of us to leave. Are you going to judge all that aliva? You should tell them all their abominations. Can be able to be banned because they had committed a adultery and they have blood in their hands, they have to do Eliyahu, right? All their idols that they get involved with. Right? All their children that they're Yoduli, right? It's, oh, I'm sorry, this is not Kodesh Baruch Hu telling Yechezkel to do it. I'm sorry. Have your Lam La'akla. They pass them over in order to be eaten. I guess this is assuming that we're referring to Moloch and stuff like that. Ozos Asuli, they did this as well. Timos Mitash Biamahu, they were Metami Mitash, Shaf Sais Lelu. Obashaka Thomas Ben Amli Lulam, when they shafted their children to those idols, they have Ola Mitash Biamahu Lachalon. They came to my Bisa Mitash right after. And they caused soup. So basically, they did in my own Bisa Mitash. So all of these people ask, Kisi Shlakna La'anash and Bain Merchok, when they sent over to the people that were from far away, from Malach Shaluch Alayim, where a messenger was sent out to them. They came to the place where they washed and they did makeup and they're putting on their adornments. They were sitting on a bed of honor. They have a set table in front of them and they put my ketores and my oil upon it for the other nations. They were allowing these things to be brought upon them. And all these multitudes are having this tranquil moment. They're all coming. They're sitting around from all coming from the desert, right? It says by yitin tsimidoi, then they put their bracelets on their hands, by thirsty breast all rushain and other things upon their heads. But omer la bala miufin. I said, what's the translation of the word bala, everyone? I have older one written down inside here. What do I have? The one that's older, the one that's done more niuf, more adultery. Yeah, that's what it looks like over here. Bala bala niufim, right? I said to the older one that they committed so much adultery. Now, right, their znus has become more prevalent. I'm sorry, but he. And it continues on and on. Was upon her, like you were with an Isha Zona. Isha's Hazima, the woman that committed adultery. Tzadikim should judge them. Mishpat Nuafos, the Mishpat of the adulterers. Mishpat Shokozam, the people that did that murder. Kinuafosim, because they are adulterers. Zombie Dam, and the blood is in their hands. Bring upon them, allow them to have, like a whole group, and Asunas Hemla Zavav Lavaz, allow them to be scorned and allow them to be made fun of. Rugmole and Evan Kahal, throw the stone of the congregation upon them, Obariosen, right, and make them healthy. Is that the wording? Bacharvosan?
And with their swords.
Then what does that mean?
And on an assembly shall help them with the stone and slash them.
Yeah, and slash them with their swords. Yeah. Oh, so bari is a weird word. B'nei'em u'b'nosteihem, ya'arogu, they should kill their sons and their daughters, but ishi sorfo, in their houses, they should burn in fire. Yishbati zimilanars, that way I've got rid of all this
bari on the land. Bari is the expression of cutting, and so, and you shall cut it down u'b'reita. Of the forest.
Interesting. Okay. If you don't have any muscle calling us, all women will then take Musar, in other words, all nations will look at and accuse Maskana, and they will not do as you had done. And also Zimaskan, that Zima is upon you, the Kataikan, and you will carry my sins of your Avodah Zarah, the Datan Hashem Elokim, and then you'll know that I am a Kaddish Baruch Hu. All right, now we're getting to a Asar B'Tavis. Over here we're talking about a Asar B'Tavis. And Rukhanesh is going to come, the Dam of Zechariah is going to be seen. That's when Abuzaraban got so involved and started killing people, and his wife dies. This is Yechezkel's wife dies, which is a remnant of the Beis Hamikdash being destroyed. When what happens, people will listen. That we're going to see what happens.
I feel like she should come up once before, but did he marry her or did he hear me?
No, we're going to talk about Amos that ended up marrying the Zona, whatever it is.
No,
but no. So what?
Yirmiyah and Yechezkel, didn't one of them get married like in the beginning of their Sefer or something?
Yirmiyah got married, but I remember in the very beginning of the Sefer, but not Yechezkel, not over here. No, he wasn't. He didn't get married over here. Okay, so here we go. Vayibidbar Shemelai Bashanach, she is in the ninth year, okay, again, ninth year of what's it called, of Tzidkiyah. So we're dealing with, that should be 2 years before he was finally destroyed. B'chodesh Asiri, in the 10th month, B'esel L'chodesh Lema, in the 10th of the month, saying the following. The 10th of the 10th month is Asara B'Tavis. That's what it is, right? Tavis. Ben Adam, K'sav L'chol Hashem Ayom Etzom Yom Hazeh. Write down this name, what's going to be. Samach Melech Bavel Yerushalayim Etzom Yom Hazeh. On this day, the king of Bavel has sieged Yerushalayim. On this very day. Now, obviously, there was no way for Yechezkel to know that, where he was in Bavel. But he's being told that this is what's happening right now, out outside in Eretz Yisrael. And the shol based on Mary Mushel. And now you should give over a mushel to the house of rebelliousness. So Mashal and you'll sit in them, call Hashem Elokim. Spos hafir spos. Right? Now the, I guess you could say the, what's it called? The pot.
The edge of the pot. The
cauldron, right? Yeah, but not spos. It like overflows. Spos, right? It overflows. I mean, gun tzok b'mayim. And there's more water being poured into it. Esof nechassel, nesachel, ayilel. Gather all the pieces to it. Kol nesachtov, all the good pieces. Yarev achasef. Add the legs and the shoulder pieces. Mivchar atzom imalei. Fill it up. Mivchar atzom lekoach. Take the best of the sheep. Gam dur atzom imtachtel. And make a, dur atzom, think of bones.
Also arrange the limbs under it.
Uh-huh. Ratach v'sechah. Boil it. Gam bashal atzom mea v'sechah. And boil all the bones within. V'zeh kol hashem alakim. Oy ir adami. Woe to the city that's filled with blood. Sir Shachal Asabal, the city that has its filth, the sphere that has all of its filth inside it. Because also Yasim then it's not going away. Lin Sachel and Sahel, they're gonna take a piece of one up, I'll let go roll. Kidam Bisokahayal Tchiach Salasamasu. It's because on one rock they had the Dam of Zachariah, Lushwachaswala or Fachasalava 4. They did not pour it on the ground, the Chazalava 4, and they couldn't pour dirt on it. What this is all referring to is, although it's not being said straight out, is that the Dam of Zachariah was a Kohen and a Navi who prophesied that the base of Zachariah is going to be destroyed. It's not inside the Pesukim, this is all from Rashi, in which it says that Zachariah's blood was spilled and they killed him in the middle of the base of Mikdash, but he was killed. And because he was killed, his blood was never able to be washed clean. They tried everything they could to cover up the blood, to clean out the blood. Nothing would remove it. And finally, Nebuzaradan came and saw the blood and said, "What is this?" They told him, "It's the boiling." At first, they said, "It's a goat and a sheep," right? In which they said, he brought in goats and sheep and slaughtered, and he saw that it wasn't like it. He said, "So tell me the real story." They told him that Zachariah was killed.
Why would he care enough that they would lie?
So it was, why would Nebuzaradan care?
Yeah.
Because it sounds terrible that the Jews killed their own Navi in the base of Mikdash itself. So Nebuzaradan said, "Fine, I'll take care of it." So he started slaughtering the Kohanim and then the Perchei Kuhuna, which means the very, very young kids, and then the Bachurim Ubisulos Yerushalayim. Then he started taking the Tashbar, the Tinok Shabbos Rabban, the little kids.
Like, he jumped to the conclusion that, it must be that I have to kill people in order to.
Yeah, that Akapara, so to speak.
But I guess maybe that's the thinking back then, that was like.